This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Master Connector of Aftermarket Professionals, Carm Capriato here, and welcome to the Town Hall Academy, episode 218, and we're talking tires. Hey, did you know that roughly 33% of tires that come through your shop on customers' vehicles need to be replaced? That's one in three. Are you willing to see that money go to someone else? It's time to turn your business into a one-stop shop for your customers, and that includes tires. Find out how in this episode with shop owners who love tires. Hey, I'm grateful to Shop Marketing Pros and Shopware for sponsoring the Academy. You know, digital communication makes it easy for your customers to understand the value that you're providing when you fix their car. You will feel appreciated, your staff will feel appreciated, and most importantly, you'll sell the work to pay the bills. Go to getshopware.com. That's getshopware.com on the web. Have you realized that your marketing looks exactly the same as the shop down the road? Well, your shop is different, and it deserves marketing that is as unique as your shop is. Let Shop Marketing Pros show your community just how different you are. On the web at shopmarketingpros.com, shopmarketingpros.com. Hey, you can watch this show's video and get the key talking points at remarkableresults.biz/A219 or listen to the podcast on your favorite podcast listening app. Search for Remarkable Results Radio. Hey, thanks for listening and learning just one thing. And remember, every episode gives aftermarket pros an edge. Here's who's with us, Mike Gorton from Evans Automotive in Pensacola, Florida. Hello, Mike. Nice to have you here.
Good to be here.
Darren Ode from Ode's Auto Repair and Tire in Warren, Michigan. Hello, Darren.
Hello there. And it's Odie, by the way. And it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invite. Very nice.
Darren Odie and Chris Cotton from AutoFix SOS, business coach, and a lot of experience with tires, Chris. That's why you're here. I know it's one of your favorite topics.
It is my most favorite topic, Carm. I can talk on tires for hours and hours. I love it.
Good for you. Glad to hear that. All right. Well, great. Well, look it, guys. Let's talk about tires. As I said, the last episode was about a year ago, and I've got all these great questions, these thoughts in my mind about why we would have this episode. Do we include tire evaluation on your DVIs? What is our close rate when we recommend? Do tire shops take your brake and front end work from you? If you're a one-stop shop, does tires cement your relationship? Everyone, including warehouse outlets like Sam's and BJ's, are into tires. Why would you have your customers go there? Can you accept the margins that tires give you, or do you look at the dollars? And do your customers really know that you're in the tire business? Do you really, really promote it? And should A and B techs do tires? So those are some of the crazy thoughts that I had that I know you guys could land. Chris, being a business coach and a tire guy, I need to take that statistic that you told me the other day about the percentages of vehicles that need tires that come through bays.
This comes from my 27 plus years of experience, right? Anytime we did like a safety audit or parking lot audit for some companies in where we had our shops, we would go out, do them, and it always was between 30 and 35%. I think I even did this with Mike one time. We walked through a shop and we're like, okay, this car needs tires due to wear. This one needs tires due to circumferential cracking. This one needs tires due to date. If you take your car count and multiply that times four, assuming you're not working on any duallys, and then take 30 to 35% of that, that's about how many tires you should be selling every week. So if you're doing 40 cars a week and do the math, you should be doing on average somewhere between 40 and 50 tires a week. Now, this is assuming that you are getting new customers in the pipeline and everything like that. It's when you do the math, it's kind of boggling to think that some people are just turning that away.
Mike, do those stats prove out that Chris is talking about?
Yeah, many times I tried to prove him wrong. I was like, there's no way. And he did get me quite a few times. And even if it's just not a tire replacement, it's tire business of some sort, whether it be a rotating balance needed, an alignment needed, something along those lines. So, yeah, the stats were pretty accurate. I'd give it to him.
I walk through parking lots now. Like, we go to the grocery store, and I look at every car, and I'm like, yep. Still 30 to 35%. It's been that way for at least the last 15 years.
Isn't it amazing what we do when we're away from our business? We just can't seem to get away from it, right?
Yeah, right.
Mike, I want to stay back with you when, and I don't know if you were in the tire business or not, and Chris convinced you to be in it, or you were always there. Do you have to have a tire program from a distributor to make it viable?
Definitely helped. We were not barely doing any tires at all. If we did a tire, it was like we had to do that tire kind of thing. And we didn't have any kind of a program set up with anybody at all or anything like that. Chris taught us a lot about tire programs and the benefits of it and getting on one. And you have to be on a program. It makes it definitely well worth it.
Darren, I want to bring you in. Can you be competitive?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where these tire programs come in handy, because the better relationships you have with those tire programs, they know, especially with this, the more independents like we are, they take a lot more care because they're also an independent and the business is just as important to them as it is to you, that you win every chance you get on those sales and on those customers and delivering the right products that they need. I think it all goes together. Honestly, your relationship with your vendor as well as being competitive. I've been in the business since I was 14 years old. I'm 57 now, so I've had a few years in the tire business. And back in the day, before all this internet advertising and TV advertising, you know, we would do easily 1,000, 1,500 tires a month. It was a big part of our business. And a lot of that has changed over the years, of course, and as time changes. But I want to get back into those heavy, heavy numbers. I think it's a key to the business. You got to give customers a reason not to go somewhere else for anything. You know, anybody else is going to walk in that door, somebody else's shop, and do that one thing you couldn't do. And they're going to try and win that customer over for different, you know, the same reasons you're trying to. So you got to stop that from happening.
What percentage is your tire volume?
I'd say about 35%.
Damn, Chris, you're so right.
Well, yeah, I think he's talking about sales, but yeah, either way, I think that's right. And so the other thing is doing tires means no surprises. If you have your customer come to you and you do everything for them, you know, I love auto repair shop owners, but if somebody gets a chance to toss you under the bus, guess what? Somebody else out there is going to do it. So the more you keep your customer in your shop and doing business with you, the less opportunity there is for somebody to make something up, throw you under the bus, whatever. So keep them in your shop. Do the tire. Stop letting that money go out the door.
You know, I've talked to some shop owners that don't believe that we need to have tires in the lobby or the showroom when people walk in, and who's walking in anymore. So our challenge is not necessarily to put a tire or two up so that we feel and look like we're in the tire business, but to communicate to them through marketing. So Darren, how are you getting the message out to your customers that you're a one-stop shop?
So we have it obviously on our building. We have it in our advertising, every bit of our internet advertising, any marketing we send out. I do the pay-per-clicks to advertise for tires. I probably push that more than anything else because the service seems to come easier. There's a lot more categories of service that draw people in. So the tires is tires. So we push the pay-per-click stuff on the tires to try and get us to the top of the list on the internet, because your competition is advertising. The big boys in the neighborhood are advertising on TV. You know, their impressions per day are incredible. With our budget is nowhere near that. So anytime you can get a customer to see you one way or another and any kind of a search, it's key.
Mike, how do we educate our customer to know that we're tire experts? And I guess it goes back to my thinking here. I got some rapid thoughts about communication and letting them know that the tire that we're choosing for them is the right one for their vehicle based on what they're driving.
Well, yeah, I mean, communication again, you know, ask them, you know, is this a sport car? Are you driving it like a sport car? What are your needs? Are you looking for longevity? Are you looking for, you know, like for instance, you get a guy with a truck. Do you want something that's capable off-road? Do you need an all-terrain tire? Or are you just looking to get, you know, 80K out of a set of tires? You know, you got to know your customer, know your client. And then, you know, you definitely want to know, you know, what they're looking for out of their tire and then match it, you know, based on that.
So guys, help me out with this whole competitive thing. You know, Darren, you just brought up a great point, and that is that the ads that people are throwing up to us from every source is pulling people's mind share for tire away. Can we be competitive?
I can tell you that one of the things that we do, and you guys may do this as well, Chris and Mike, but we keep our competitors that post online, the biggest ones in our neighborhoods, and we keep their websites up on our on our computers so that when a customer comes in, if there's any question about price, we will shop the competition before we even quote them, let alone show them their pricing to kind of keep them captive, to show them, look, we've got nothing to hide. It's completely open. This is where we're at. We can take care of all your needs. And what I find what's quite surprising is you would be amazed that if you don't do that, you'll price a tire, then you'll look it up later at your competitor and you realize you left money on the table. It was priced higher than you expected. And so more times than not, I find we're leaving money on the table, trying to be competitive in your own head.
Agree with that, Mike?
We do it a little differently. I mean, I think he's doing quite a bit more tires than I may be doing, but we're more concerned about being more of a convenience for our clients. You know, we're repair 100% first, what I claim most of our business is, and then tire is something that we can offer them and do for them here. So I don't worry so much as my competitor. I want to be competitive on tires, but I don't really look at anything in any of the prices in the area, kind of thing like that.
Chris, I'm sure you're begging at the bit to say something, but I got to drive one more question to Darren. Darren, you've got the competitor's website up. You're going to look at a comparative. You go to your computer, you have your matrix or whatever your process of pricing is, and you say it's going to be $92 a tire. You look it up on the website and they say 89. Will you go to 89 or will you do 92?
Well, we go back to keeping the customer in-house, and we don't go to that unless the customer balks, of course. I don't have a problem, you know, if it's a good value to the customer and they're happy with it, the price is irrelevant. And I think that goes with all your service. So if they feel comfortable with one of your services, they're going to trust you on the other. So I would say about 90% of the time, normal customers, that is not the case. They don't even question the price. This is for trying to gain the respect from the new customer and trying to get their trust and show them that you're transparent. That's the biggest area where we find, you know, that people are shopping. They've called you, they've showed up, they've done whatever, and they're not your customer yet. You have to get that trust and show that you're not afraid of your competition.
What I would say is if you're not doing any tires at all, then start a process and do it like Mike has done it, where you're only taking care of your customers. If somebody calls and you obviously want to try to sell them tires and sell them the service, but take care of your customers first. Get your tire program, learn more about the industry, and then let that build up to the Darren level to be where you're taking phone calls every day and asking about tires and then pulling those people in. So I think this is great. But if you're not doing anything at all, let's start with your customers and then move into the rest of it.
Chris, you're a process guy. Oh my, I just want to sell tires. What do you mean I need a process around selling tires?
So here's the thing, right? Most everybody's using some sort of form of digital vehicle inspection now, right? You should be. Everybody probably has tires on their DVI, but about half the time, if you go back and do an audit on it, there's no picture, there's no tread depth, there's no nothing. So again, you have to follow the process. What is the process in your shop on identifying tires that need to be replaced, et cetera? I don't know much about Darren's climate, but down in the Florida panhandle, and I've got some clients in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Arizona, those tires are stressed out. You get out in 125 degree heat plus what you're getting on the road, you have to really keep an eye on those tires, right? The other thing I would say is lean on your technology. Use the DVI. I was going to share it with you, but forgot to send it. Discount Tires coming out now where they have a scanner where they can go out and scan your tread depth on your tires. And I think Mike and I have talked about this before. I think he's using it, so we'll hop to him in just a second. But you go out, scan the tire, it prints out a report, it tells tread depth, and it'll also give you alignment wear indicators as well. So before your car even comes in, you can say, hey, you need tires and you're going to need alignment while you're here.
Yeah, we bought that tool after we talked, and it's great. It gives them a report. It shows the tire, and it shows like how it's wearing, any kind of ripples in the wear patterns, any kind of chop. It also even has a spot on there. It says, you know, rotate needed, alignment needed, and it kind of gives you the wear patterns and what may be going on. So very valuable, really cool tool, and we added that to every ticket. So it's like as part of every one of our ROs that we do. And then we also do the digital, the DVIs. So, you know, my guys, they go through and they mark as well. So it's kind of getting checked twice, to be 100% honest with you.
This tool, who makes it? How much?
Tire Profiles. And I want to say the tool was about $3,000. And we actually were able, we're Napa Auto Care Center. I was able to purchase it through my Napa Auto Care Center and get a discount on the tools and a credit back on that. So, you know, purchasing through them, they were able to be, you know, right around the same pricing. And I was able to get a tool rebate on that. So definitely check that out.
Wow. Is it connected to the SMS? Is it a printout? How do you get the data off it?
So there is a website that it goes to, but it automatically prints right to your R printer. So as soon as you ring one, it prints right out. Does it, I guess, like via the Wi-Fi and prints right out. It's ready for you as soon as you walk back in the office.
You do all four tires?
You have to. You need to complete the little job. There's like a little job I ask you to do. You take a picture of the license plate and it prints out the customer's license plate so they know it's their vehicle, along with the report in the green, yellow, red.
How cool is that? Darren, do you have that toy yet?
I do not. I haven't even heard of that one yet. We still use the visual and take pictures, like Chris said, of each tire and tread up gauge and those types of things. A picture, I agree, Chris, is worth 1,000 words. What I'm curious about that tool is, will it tie into, you know, a lot of this stuff is sent to the customer digitally, of course, with our inspections and everything. And is that sendable to the customer with your DVI or separate from your DVI?
Separate than your DVI. I wish it was. That would be one thing that would be nice if it would link up with our Mitchell and our ProPack system, but not yet. But maybe down the road. But like I said, most of the time we have the printout right there in hand and we can take a picture with our DVI and send it to the client if needed.
Carm, that process takes like seriously 3 minutes. You start, I think you, and again, they have a process. I believe you start at the right front tire, work your way around. It's really quick.
Hey, Carm here, and find out why you need to get a road hazard program going for your customers. The automotive industry is blazing through with so many twists and turns and changes. Careful not to crash. Yet amidst it all, the demand for repair is a constant. So the questions remain, will repair shops adapt or die? Well, our friends at Shopware Shop Management Software get it. Their CEO is a shop owner. They understand what it takes to repair cars, and they're ready for the next big thing in automotive. Shopware tailors mainstream web-based technology to the needs of the industry's leading repair shops. You can run entirely digital, phone optional, and paper-free. Interactive online repair orders will not only meet the needs of contemporary drivers, but they are blown away by the experience. Connecting the aftermarket together, Shopware's ecosystem enables next-generation shop efficiency and customer satisfaction without compromise. Full service onboarding and best-in-class support provide everything a shop needs to transform its business and stay competitive long into the future. Enjoy more accurate quotes, more profitable jobs, busier technicians, and of course, happier customers. On the web at getshopware.com. Hey, Carm here. Have you heard this before? If you need something, we're just a phone call away. But then when you need something and you make that phone call, nothing. Well, if you needed something from your marketing company right now, today, could you get their help? Or now that they've got your money, has the personalized attention just faded away? Well, we've all experienced something like this. If you want that to go away, I want to introduce you to my friends over at Shop Marketing Pros. Shop Marketing Pros is a boutique marketing company. Now, what that means is they're small. It also means that they know their clients because they communicate with them regularly. If you're tired of working with a big transactional agency who treats you just like another auto repair shop, well, it's time to talk to the folks over at Shop Marketing Pros. They are a real phone call away. Find them on the web at shopmarketingpros.com. Process, Chris. I know we started to talk about it, but is there anything deeper that we want to, I mean, is there a sales process that selling tires needs to go through?
Well, again, you just have to reinforce, you know, one, decide as a shop that this is what you want to do, make sure that it's important and that you follow up on it. But the other thing we haven't touched on yet is margins. A lot of people think, oh, I can't make any money on tires, which is insane. I don't know why people think that. You can have a guy that does an alignment for tires and has the whole process done in less than 2 hours and make a 50% or better margin depending on what you have, right? So you've got the tire itself. And what I talk to my people about is we have a tire matrix, just like we have a parts matrix. We have a tire matrix that goes through and helps us price it. But then you've got your mounting and balancing. You've got your road hazard. And I highly recommend an in-house road hazard if you're going to sell one. Mike's giving me a thumbs up. And so is Darren. When I started in the industry, It was with Goodyear, and they had like an outside program like Sancio, which is just it's kind of a headache because you have to call in, get approval. Customers get frustrated. Again, make your process easy with no surprises. Make sure it's customer friendly. You can get through the process correctly. The other thing that I talk to my people about is when you price it, price everything in there up front. Don't try to add on. When I give you a quote, I'm going to give you a quote for the tires, mounting and balancing, road hazard, and an alignment. And I'm going to be like, this is your total investment. This includes everything. We're also going to do a DVI of your vehicle and let you know if there's anything else, but this is it. And a lot of people are shocked at that because they go into some places and they're taught, oh, quote them the tires and then we'll add on the rest later. Well, guess what? Your success rate adding it on is about 15% rate, whereas your success rate having it up front is about 75 to 80%. You'd be astonished at how people say, oh, that price includes all of that. And I'm like, you're absolutely correct. It does include all that. Would you like to go ahead and do that today? And they're like, oh, absolutely.
Okay, guys, road hazard. Let's talk about it. You guys smiled. Yeah, the biggest toothy grin when Chris said road hazard. Let's dig into that.
So we've been selling road hazard, and I totally agree, Chris. We've never been a part of a program where we're not self-funded because you're leaving so much money on the table. And it's so easy to handle with the customer, even if they're traveling. It's such a small percentage of comeback issues with road hazard. And you can do it, of course, all different ways where the tire is prorated when it comes back after a certain length of time, or it's we have switched to what our competitors are doing. So it's apples to apples. So they can't say anybody's program's any better in our area, which is a 3-year free replacement. They just pay for a new warranty and a new mount and balance of the tire. The tire is always free as long as there's more than 330 seconds on the tire. So it really works out good. It's simple. There's no question of prorating, none of that anymore. And we charge 15% of the tire purchase is the cost of the warranty. So it just moves with the price of the tire accordingly.
Mike, do you agree with what Darren just spoke to?
Yeah, we're pretty close to that. I mean, we did the 4 years or 430 seconds or whatever, but it's free replacement up to that point. And I tell my clients, listen, your tire's my problem for the next 4 years. I mean, hands down, you have any issues, whether it be alignment, whether it be the rotating balances or whatever, tire patches, anything, your tire is my problem. So you come to me, we do your oil change, we rotate your balance, your tires, you've already paid for with your road hazard package, and it's done deal. You know, and just like you said, it's really simple, and it's such a small amount of people that have major tire issues. And if they are traveling, so what? You just, you know, hey, tell them, hey, keep your receipt, or, you know, we'll pay over the phone. It doesn't matter. It's such a small amount, and you're taking care of your client and just keep it in the house. The whole Sancio and all that kind of stuff, it is just a waste of time. Chris, I was like really scared at first. I was like, man, there's no way I'm going to go into this unprotected. Like, I feel like I have to have somebody there. And after I started doing the math, and really Chris gave me a number, you know, like 3%, you know, was like, I had to put a cost in for my road hazard. Like, what would it cost me maybe by the end of the year? And he gave me a figure, maybe 3% of my road hazard. And I honestly think that may have been even high, but it was a good place to put as like a protection point. And we didn't even barely hit that. And on top of that, it was just, I didn't have to pay anybody for some kind of protection. You're not going to get hardly anything from Sancio or anything like that. And it's just relieves all the headache and all the paperwork having to deal with them.
And Chris, based on the warranty that you see that customers are asking for a road hazard service, what, and I think, Mike, you said maybe 3% of the road hazard income would be used to support that?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So, Carm, when I had my shop, when you're looking at the road hazard numbers, we were always in the 3 to 6% range. We never went over 6%. So my cost on that, if I did $100,000 in road hazard for the year, was never more than $6,000. So I've got a 94% margin on road hazard. When you add that back into the tires, so what? You're making 20%, 15% on the tires. You add that back in, it increases it, plus your vendor money on the backside and everything else. It's a great program.
You said something about 94% of the money that you were collecting came into the house, stayed into the house. Did you ever do the math? What margin that bumped my tire? Say you were making 30% on tires. Would you be making 35%?
It just depends. But yeah, you can gain another 5 to 10 points on tires by the by just having the road hazard program.
Got it. Now, let's talk about programs, guys. Distributors have programs, just like your parts guys have. And they probably have volume earnbacks, advertising programs. Can we jump into that?
We've been with many programs over the years, from Bridgestone Firestone to the Cooper program, which we're currently heavily with right now, Nexen Tire, all different companies, even with Goodyear for a while. It really makes a big difference based on how much time you spend building your relationship with your vendor, because they are in it for you to win it. Without that, they don't win it. So believe me, they listen when you talk to them about needing more programs or needing more support or needing something covered. If you have a good relationship, that maybe is a margin call for your customer. And we have been around for so long in this business. We were one of the original pioneers in Michigan for handling custom wheels. We were the first store in Michigan to actually stock custom wheels back in the 60s. It goes a long way here again, getting vendors to trust you, trust your opinion. It's very important to have that relationship to be competitive, to offer programs.
Mike, how about you?
The program's huge. First off, picking the right one that you want to work with. You know, we were with one only for a while, and then we ended up having to adopt another one, especially with COVID. It came up. Manufacturing was so down. I was like, wow, I'm really struggling to get some of these tires that I need, like that are in my program, and I'm losing these rebates and stuff like that. I'm like, what do I do? Well, I was like, why can't I have another program, you know, have like another line of tires that we can offer here, and we can and try to help give it to our customers that are a quality tire, but also not get us so that we're in such a bind when I can't maybe find that Michelin tire or the BFG. I got a Falcon or an Exxon, like he was saying, or a Cooper program. So I just actually got on with another program. So I now offer two programs. I have two programs now at our shop.
What do the programs or slash distributors, which is what I'm assuming, what do they help you with, guys? I mean, is there advertising? Is there signage, you know, pamphlets, education, training, selling technique?
For instance, I'm with Michelin and BFG and Uniroyal. I get banners. They give you these little rip-off or whatever you can put on your desk. So whenever you sell a set of tires to a client, you know, whatever the deal of the month may be, like, for instance, you know, like say, hey, this month is BFG. Well, BFG, well, if you buy any of these truck tires or any of these car tires, you get a $70 mail-in rebate rip-off that sits right on my desk. So as soon as I sell it to my client, I'm like, hey, you know, not only is this a great tire we put on your car and you have all this, you know, road hazard and everything's covered, here's $70 back, you know, and they send it in. So it sits right on your desk. It's easy to give right to your client. It's super easy to fill out. Sometimes we do it for them. So they give us that. They give us banners. They give us all kind of marketing tools and, you know, getting into more of the advertising stuff. You know, the funds for that to help promote and get it in the door and stuff like that. They give you a lot of funding on that end for your website and different things like that.
Chris, you got to have a program. It seems to me if you're going to be serious about the tire business, I mean, Mike, before, and again, I don't know if you were selling a lot and then you hooked up with Chris and there was a meeting of the minds and you did this. If you did not have a program and have multiple distributors working with you, you probably were just toying with being in the tire business. You weren't really in it.
I would claim I was not in the tire business. it's night and day from when you're on a program and then you really get, and you know, make them work too. You know, my best advice to a new person getting into it, you can ask Chris. It was kind of a slow process for me because we have a couple different wholesalers in our area and I made them compete versus each other. Who was offering me the best thing? Who was going to answer the phone when I needed it? Just some basic stuff was really important for me, and who was going to be able to supply me the most, you know, during the day. When are my drop-offs? When are my deliveries going to be? You know, because that's a big thing. If you can't get a tire to a client, you know, they're going down the street. You know, people want their tires. They don't want to wait a week for their tires. They don't want to wait 4 days for their tires. They want their tires that day or the next day, you know, at worst. So that was a big thing for me as well.
Good for you. Darren, what's your program or suppliers doing for you?
Some of the education that they give, the training, is so important because, you know, we talked earlier about knowing your customer, evaluating your customer, and educating your customer is just as important. And the situation with educating your customer is if you don't know your products and why they're superior or what their, you know, advantages are from one tire to the next, and you don't know how to present it to your customer, you're going to represent your customer the wrong way. And our job, as we know, and everything we do for our customers is to cure their problems. So when we take that customer and we take them out to the car, walk around the car with them, we look for the trailer hitch, we look for the car seat, we look for all the things that have a discussion about what is this car used for? Is it your family car? Is it your work car? What, you know, educate them on not just buying a tire because it rolls down the road, but meeting their needs. What did they like about what's on their car? What is it you want to fix with the tires that you had that you didn't like? And then we now know how to educate them on what makes one tire different than the other. Through our vendors, of course, that's how we get our training. It's so important. And I'm sure, Mike, you can attest this being a newer guy in the industry. That education is what gives you all the confidence in the world to take it to the next level with the customer. And I can tell you, doing this for so many years, the number one thing we hear from our customers is nobody ever told me that. Nobody ever spent the time to give me an education about what I'm purchasing and why. And that is our advantage. That's our niche, because we do take that time.
It's so good to hear you say that. And what I took away from what you just said, Darren, was, and I guess I have to ask both of you, the words I wrote down were product knowledge. I mean, how many products out there, I don't know if it's the mileage, if it's the compound, if it's the design, if it's the what, your salespeople in your company, say you got two service advisors on the counter, is one really the best at tires, or are they both? I mean, do we yield to say, hey, I know you need some great tires, but Bob over here, I mean, he's our tire guy. Do you focus on one particular individual that knows the entire product line?
That's a good question, because there is so much change in this industry, like anything else. For example, somebody comes in with a classic car. I've been around the business so long, I know the classic cars. So they always ask for my help or me to take over on that stuff. But when it comes to the everyday vehicles, you're right. I mean, it just depends on their commitment to their education, you know, and willingness to go the extra mile and learn what they need to know to tell the customer to make that right design. And you're right about all those points you said about whether it's the compound, the tread design, the mileage, all of those things matter. And that's what your customers want to tell you, because when you put those tires on their car, remember, it's the next 3 to 5 years that your reputation is on the line, whether they liked the purchase and they're going to come back because you did such a great job with them, or they hated what you gave them. Now they're going to go, I hated those tires. And they think it's your only one, right? And I hated those tires from there, so I'm going somewhere else. It's so important.
Who's the product expert in your place?
Realistically, I probably know the most because I've been in it so long, but I try to make sure all my guys are the product experts, and that we don't claim to know everything, but we claim to be able to get the answers for anything you ask. If we don't know what it is, we'll get you the answer. We're not going to BS around.
Okay, Chris, we're in our final segment here, and I know you're chomping at the bit.
You have to do a part deux, because I see a lot of questions out there in the comments.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. By the way, let's just do, there was one big from Bill with tire adjustments. Do when one tire needs to be replaced under warranty, do you adjust one and sell others? Or so there are no disclaimer dissimilar tire treads. That's a great question.
For me, if you're going to put like a brand new tire and the other one's worn out or almost worn out, then I would say absolutely. It's your duty to make sure that car is functioning properly, especially with APS, all-wheel drive, everything else. And if you can help the customer out by giving them a little bit of a credit, use tire credit on that other one that's not wore out, then do that. Make the customer remember, take care of them. Customers are willing to pay for no surprises.
I love it. That is a perfect quote. That's a big takeaway from this show. Chris Walden, who's watching with us on YouTube, as a 21-year veteran outside sales rep for a distributor, glad you could be here, man. I can say that 99 to 100% of my shops do not check out the vehicle. Sad but true. Come on.
That's good for the rest of us, right?
Yeah, that's our specialty.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's why we're better. Again, people are willing to pay for no surprises. Yeah. Be the shop that offers no surprises.
Chris, do you view tires as a gateway sales item? Oh.
So this goes back to the conversation we were having earlier. If you're not doing tires at all, I don't want you to try to compete with Discount Tire and Les Schwab and Tire Kingdom and those people. Get familiar selling to your customers first. Build into it. Build a program. And then use it when somebody calls in looking for tires as a gateway to bring people in. Yes, it should be, but not in the beginning. If you know nothing about tires, you're going to get slaughtered. So you might as well build what you got first and then try to draw those people.
By the way, you mentioned Tire Kingdom. John Krieger, who I worked with years ago, who is a district manager, I believe, for Tire Kingdom, says a tire customer is a customer for life. Tires and service, one-stop shop. Yeah, John, I agree with you. That's what we're talking here about. You must have a wonderful summary for us here, Chris.
Back to the vendor program. Who better to sell a tire? There's nothing better than if I can walk out and show a customer, hey, I have that tire on my truck. My wife has those tires on her car. My granny has those cars on her Lincoln. That goes into what you do, what you speak about, and your experience. The vendor programs, they have test drives where you can test drive them. They also have programs where your employees can put their tires on. Use all that stuff to your advantage. We really haven't even talked about backside money from vendors. We talked a little bit about co-op funds and stuff like that. I don't even know, Carm. My head's about to explode.
I know. So, you know, out of any coach that I know in the industry, you're the tire guy. Bill Connor came back to us. So you recommend a customer satisfaction adjustment on other tires when you adjust just one under warranty?
Sure. If you want to do that, I don't know what that looks like, but we can figure out something like that.
Take care of the customer. Have you ever done that, Mike or Darren?
Yes,
we have. Take care of the customer. Again, you're talking small fries when it comes to what's really in your road hazard, and you're budgeting for, you know, taking care of your customer. So, you know, at the end of the day, just do what's right. You know, do what's right. You got an all-wheel drive. You know, one of them's messed up. Fix that one. Of course, you got to do the other one. You got to make the vehicle safe. You got to do the right thing. So, in my opinion, it's such a small amount of your worry. Just take care of the customer.
Hey, Darren, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think like Chris said earlier, you know, that preps you for no surprises. You know, you don't want to see that customer come back 6 months down the road with some type of a transfer case issue on an all-wheel drive, or if it's even just a two-wheel drive, left to right sides matter. You know, your knowledge and knowing how to tell that customer what to do to their vehicle is what they're expecting. So you got to know what you're talking about. You got to give them what they're expecting, because if they find out the hard way that you didn't know what you were talking about and you didn't educate them properly, that will come back to burn you way more than that tire ever will.
I hear you. Hey, Bill just chimed in for shops that are hung up on tire GP being low, affecting part sales. Do you talk about gross profit per bay, per hour used for the service? Thanks for hanging out with us, Bill, here today. It was good stuff. Thank you to Mike Gorton, Evans Automotive, Pensacola, Florida, and Darren Odie from Odie Auto Repair and Tire in Warren, Michigan. I love he's got a cool picture of his green screen in a Zoom room, Darren, and it's just loaded with tires, which is how I figured out he was in the tire business. And of course, my friend Chris Cotton from Auto Fix SOS, business coach, tire guy. Thank you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.